So the final instruction of Shukadeva Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj seems to be more of impersonalist Atmagyan type of instructions. Why is that? Yeah. There are two things there. First is that the process of spiritual education often includes the process of testing the candidate. That means we see that our Acharya has described that in the sixth canto at the start, when Parikshit Maharaj has heard the description of the hellish planets in the fifth canto, he asks compassionately, how can some people be saved from the hellish planets? And the answer that is given at that time is, Shukadeva Goswami first says, oh, people can do karmakanda rituals for purification. And Parikshit Maharaj says, no, this won't work. People will still have those dormant desires. And then he gives another answer. Oh, then you can do all the rituals of jnana kanda. He says, that is better, but that will also not completely purify. Then he says, kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva bhagavati. Agam dhunvanti karsneya niharami bhaskar. And just do bhakti to vasudeva. And then this is the right answer. So what is happening is that the student's understanding is tested. And sometimes a teacher gives an understanding which is not the highest, an understanding which is lower, to check whether the student has understood or not. Suppose we give a class and we say Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the theme of the class. And then at the end of the class, in summary, I say, therefore, the impersonal Brahman is the absolute truth. Now, if the audience has been sleeping throughout the class, they will not respond at all. But if they have been attentive, then they will ask, hey, you said earlier this, now you are saying this. How is it like that? So the point which I am making is, when there is education, often there is testing. There is testing. So Shukadeva Goswami also tests his audience. So we see in the 10th canto, he has talked about the Krishna Lila. In the 11th canto also he has talked about Krishna Lila. In Uddhava Gita, he talks about impersonal realization, and after that he goes towards personal realization. He talks about bhakti to the personal manifestation as the highest. And in the 12th canto, when he is talking about Atma Gyan, what happens? He says that, therefore meditate on yourself as the soul, give up the animalistic intelligence of thinking of yourself as the body, and realize that you are indestructible, realize that you are imperishable, realize your spiritual identity. Now, what is Parikshit Maharaj's response? Parikshit Maharaj, does he say, oh, this is what I will do? So this is a test from Shukadeva Goswami to check what Parikshit Maharaj's understanding is. And if you see the verses thereafter, Parikshit Maharaj expresses gratitude, but he says, I will meditate on the Supreme Lord. He doesn't say, I will meditate on the Brahman. So he's a student, Shukadeva Goswami is a teacher. So he doesn't directly rebut the teachings of his student, of the teachings of his teacher. But he doesn't accept those teachings. He says, in this way, O saint, O great saintly person, you have blessed me, now I will meditate on the Supreme Lord. And another point is that Jiva Goswami, in his Bhagavad Sandarbha, he says that how can we know what is the essential message of a book? Somebody may say, oh, this section is very important, therefore this is the conclusion. Somebody says, this section is very important, this is the very conclusion. How can we know what is the essential message of the book? So he uses what is called as Tatparya Linga. You know, in the Vedic tradition, Tatparya Linga, Linga means sign or marker. So Tatparya Linga means marker of meaning, signs of meaning. So there is a Tatparya Linga. What is that? Anukrama Upasamhara Abhyaso Apurvata Phalam. Five characteristics, five markers of meaning. It says, the first is Upakrama. Upakrama is what comes in the beginning. Upasamhara, what comes at the end. Abhyasa. Abhyasa means that which is repeated again and again. Apurvata. Apurvata means that which is not told anywhere else. It is apurva, it is unique. And phalam, and that which is given as the phalashruti. That is called as the fruit. So if we look at a book and look at these five things, what is told in the beginning, what is told in the end, what is repeated most consistently, what is distinctive or unique in the book, and what is the fruit of telling, of reading that book. Then by these five characteristics, we can understand what is the essential message of the book. It's like if someone gives a class they start, but today I'll talk about this subject. That is upakramo. In the beginning they have said, this is the topic I'm going to talk about. Upasammara. Now let me summarize. So we can see, okay, this is a summary. So like that, these are the five ways. So then he does an elaborate, Jiva Goswami does an elaborate analysis in the Bhagavad Sandarbha of all these 5 points. And he shows how bhakti to Bhagavan is what is talked about in the beginning, the Bhagavatam. Yanmadhyasyata, it's talking about anvatas itartas chartes. It's talking about a conscious absolute truth. And then after that, the conclusion, one of the last verses is what? Nama sankirtanam yasti sarva papa pranashanam. Pranamo dukkha shamanas tam namami harimparam. The Bhagavatam doesn't conclude by saying, go meditate on impersonal Brahman. It concludes by saying, do nam sankirtan and that will free one from all sinful reactions. The phalash, so then further, if we see abhyasa, what is repeatedly told in the Bhagavatam? We will find some references to impersonal Brahman, but all the cantos are, Bhagavatam are filled with pastimes of the Lord and His devotees. What is most consistently and repeatedly coming is bhakti. Apurvata. Unique to the Srimad Bhagavatam is the 10th canto. Elaborate description of Krishna's pastimes. Krishna Lila is talked about in many other Puranas, but it's talked most in the 10th canto. And then phalam. If you look at the phalashruti, at the end, what Suta Goswami seeks, what Suta Goswami tells. Yasyantahana vidu surasuragana devaya tasmai namaha. He says, that Lord who has no end, who is worshipped by the Devatas, who is glorified by the Vedas and the Puranas and the Upanishads, I bow down to Him, I devote myself to Him, I offer myself to Him. So if you look at the phala of the Bhagavatam that is talked about, we see that it is eminently personal. So from all these characteristics, we can understand that bhakti to Bhagavan is the essential message of the Bhagavatam. And based on that, we can infer, as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur does, that the particular references to Atma Gyan in the 12th canto 5th chapter, they are a test by Shukadeva Goswami to check whether Parikshit Maharaj has understood, got the highest point, or still is caught at a lower level. And Parikshit Maharaj reflects by his resolve to meditate on Krishna, meditate on Vishnu, that he has got the highest point. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.